You're listening to SBS News.
Mark Arcuri was only 15 years old when he died playing the game he loved. He complained of feeling unwell while playing football and he collapsed and died shortly after. His mother Sue explains the condition that killed him.
ARVC, arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy. I don't think I've ever forget that. It's a genetic condition which just is it's silent. There's no symptoms. He was a very healthy, strong 15-year-old boy. And this just came out of the blue. And sadly for a lot of families, it follows the same pattern. It follows exactly that same pattern that there's no warning signs until it's fatal.
Professor Gary Jennings, a cardiologist from the Heart Foundation, says the condition isn't as rare as cardiologists once thought.
This is a rare condition, but increasingly we're recognising it, and increasingly we're recognising it in this population of people that have symptoms during sport. There are better ways of diagnosing it now, and it's not as rare as we used to think.
In July 2014, this condition snatched Mark away from his family, parents Dennis and Sue, and siblings Adam and Vanessa. Mark's father, Dennis, says he's learned that heart problems don't just affect older people.
Age is no barrier. I mean, that's what it's showed me. I mean, you know, okay, when you're older, you might get a heart attack, but this was out of the blue, and Mark was very fit and healthy, I thought. Never had a problem, you know, no doctors. He was just came out of the blue for us, and when the doctor told us what it was, well, like I said, I'd never heard of it before, so it was definitely a shock to the family, that's for sure.
After Mark's death, family and friends formed the Mark Arcuri Foundation and created the Mark Arcuri Cup. It's an annual fundraising football tournament which aims to raise enough money to donate a defibrillator to every sporting ground in New South Wales. The first tournament in 2014 raised $6,500 to buy 3 defibrillators. Committee member Daniel Arcuri explains how much the foundation has grown since then.
We've been able to donate over 50 so far. We've raised over 100 grand the first 3 years we did it. And we want to beat that alone this year, get over 100 grand in our fourth year altogether. And we're on track for that at the moment, so it's looking good.
Defibrillators cost about $2,500 each. It's a small price to pay for increasing the chance of surviving a sudden cardiac arrest from less than 5% to closer to 70%. Every minute without defibrillation reduces the chance of survival by 10%. But Ben Cotty from Royal Life Saving says there's a common misconception that the machines are difficult to use.
There's a bit of a feeling out there that, you know, I'm going to do something wrong, I'm going to make the situation worse. They're quite technical, but they're also built with fail-safe, so you really can't make the situation any worse than it already is.
One defibrillator donated by the foundation has already saved a life. In Sydney's north, 64-year-old Ian Ray suffered a heart attack while playing football in April this year. According to the Mark Arcuri Foundation, 2 cardiologists have confirmed he would not have survived if it were not for the defibrillator they had donated. Mark Arcuri's brother Adam is on the CUP committee, and he says hearing such stories inspires the group to continue trying to make a difference.
The event that happened to our family was obviously shocking, but to have that prevented and giving a loved one back to a family is massive for us. So that's what we aim to do, and it's the good stories like that that come out of the cup that keep us going.
The first Mark Arcuri Cup in 2014 consisted of 12 teams, mostly made up of friends and family. But this year's tournament on the weekend of October 6th and 7th will feature 88 teams. Games will be played across 2 days at one of Australia's most famous football grounds, Marconi Stadium in southwestern Sydney. Dennis Arcuri says the family is humbled by the response.
It's amazing. It is. It's humbling for us. We think about it. I think about it sometimes at night, and I just think, wow, that's crazy what these... Well, I call them kids, but I know they're grown men, and they've just done a top job. I mean, and every year it's getting bigger and more people are coming on board. Yeah, it's amazing. It really is.
Sue Arcuri says the foundation is the perfect way to keep her son's memory alive.
Not a day goes by that we don't miss Mark, of course. But events like the Cup brings us all together, and it truly fills my heart because we come together and he's honoured and his legacy lives on in a very positive way.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.